This year's federal election loss was a reckoning for the Liberal Party and its culture when it comes to women. Just 9 of the party's 42 members elected to the House of Representatives are women, the lowest return in almost 30 years. The poor result has prompted former Defence Minister Linda Reynolds to spearhead a drive within the party to finally bite the bullet and introduce gender quotas. Linda Reynolds joins us very early from Perth. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
I think I'm right in saying you were never a supporter of female quotas. Have you changed your mind?
Well, I haven't changed my mind, but I'm certainly more open to the option because, as you said, the results speak for themselves at the last election. We've never had more than 2 in 10 of our members of the House of Representatives as women, and we just simply do not look like the community we're seeking to represent. And somewhere along the line, over the last 30 years, we've lost the votes of women, and that was very clear at the last election. So there's two issues here at play, Hamish. The first one is we used to be the party that the majority of women, in fact, for the first 50 years, we were the party the majority of women voted for, but that hasn't been the case now for nearly 30 years. But the second one is that we are just simply not pre-selecting enough women to stand for the Liberal Party, to engage not just with women but with men, but also to look like the rest of the community, because 8 out of 10 of our candidates and also those successful are men.
Is it also, though, that maybe women don't particularly want to be representing your party?
Well, I think there's something to that, Hamish, and I know Peter Dutton and Susan Lee have certainly hit the ground running engaging with the community in two ways. One is listening to what they were telling us at the last election, and clearly there was a very strong message, particularly from women. 14 of the 18 seats that we lost them to women, and clearly somewhere along the line, women no longer believe that we adequately represent them and their interests.
So what's the future for your party if you don't actually become more inclusive of women?
Well, I think, Hamish, the numbers speak for themselves, is that after progressively losing the female vote for 30 years, we cannot win without restoring the confidence of Australian women that we still do represent their best interests. And we used to do that. So Robert Menzies used to speak directly to Australian women and demonstrate that our enduring values and our policies were the best, you know, for women and for their families. So I think the team has hit the ground running and is doing that. But as you saw in the Four Corners story last night, the organisational wing of the party has a lot of work to do to get its own house in order, that the integrity of, you know, our party pre-selection processes, that we do more to engage with women, we bring more women in, we pre-select more women, and we give them the opportunity to be successful.
But to that point, though, Melissa McIntosh, who's an MP in the lower house, she spoke in that Four Corners last night about thuggish behaviour in the Liberal Party. She spoke of a bunch of factional blokes who tried to push her out. She says, and this is a quote, we can have all the quotas in the world, but it'll be a revolving door of women if we don't address the culture and make it more supportive. Why would any person want to become part of that sort of boys' club?
Well, Hamish, I think that Melissa is right. And so I'm a member, for example, of the WA Liberal Party, and we've had the worst outcome in our nation's history, both at the state and federal level. And the party is going through reform processes at the moment. And we know we have to change our culture and our pre-selection processes to make it not just more welcoming for women, so that they can participate, have their voices heard, and run for parliament. So whether it is quotas, we already have targets. Hamish, a little known fact is that in 2015, we actually adopted a report that identified the problems and recommended a series of solutions. So while we adopted a 50% target by 2025, we've never actually implemented the plan to deliver that. And but that is where I think the conversations need to be had, is what do we actually need to do?
But on that score, I mean, the target, whether or not you adopted the plan or not, the target hasn't worked.
Well, clearly it hasn't, because we've had our worst result in 30 years. So these are, and so when I've said everything should be on the table. Now, whether it is quotas or not, I don't think we should take anything off the table, but we have to have these honest discussions because inaction is clearly not working.
Within your party, there's this constant line about quotas. Well, we're the party of merit. We don't want to insult or patronise women by putting them there just because they're a woman. How do you counter that argument?
Well, I absolutely agree with that. But again, the process itself has to be meritorious. And continually having no more than 2 out of 10 of our candidates and our elected MPs as men does not reflect the number of meritorious women in our party or who should be in our party. So that indicates that the process itself is not yet truly meritorious.
So what are you saying about some of the men in the party, that they may not be there on merit?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we have far more women in the party, in the community.
Every female Liberal representative you speak to on background, when they're not on radio or television, when you talk about this stuff, they'll say, well, look at some of the blokes. They're clearly not there on merit.
Well, I will leave that judgment for others. But what I'm saying is that I agree with you that 2 out of 10 of our candidates and elected representatives does not represent the talented pool of people we have in our own party and who should be in the party. There are many more meritorious women out there who are either not putting their hands up, or when they do, they don't, as we saw in the process in the program last night, there are processes, internal processes, that make it very difficult for meritorious women and some men, in fact, to actually put their hands up.
The party's leader, Peter Dutton, doesn't support quotas. He ruled them out again just a few weeks ago. How do you make this case to him?
Well, I'm not actually pushing for permanent quotas. What I have said is that we clearly have a problem that time itself is not addressing, and we should be talking about all options. If we come up with a better solution than quotas, for example, targets with teeth, with a plan that we actually implement, then I would be the happiest person not to have to implement quotas. But we need to have the discussion, Hamish.
If it is quotas, what sort of percentage are you talking about?
Well, I haven't mentioned a percentage. The Labor Party, when they introduced quotas, they've, did it progressively. But the thing that gets lost about quotas is that where they've worked in over 100 countries overseas, they have been a very good temporary measure to kickstart the process of recruiting and attracting more, great women. But ultimately, they should be temporary, because you need to still make the changes within an organisation so that quotas are no longer needed.
What do you mean by temporary? So once you get to 50-50, you drop the quotas?
Or once you can see that the organisation is changing and that it is more welcome, we've got more transparent pre-selection processes, we make the party more welcoming for women, that they want to get engaged and they see that they have an opportunity to run for pre-selection and to be successful, then targets are no longer necessary. Well, targets are necessary, but not quotas.
I'll put one text to you that's come in.
What woman
in their right mind would want to be in the Liberal Party at the moment?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's part of the challenge that we've got. Is I've been a member of the Liberal Party for 35 years. I left the army nearly 10 years ago to seek pre-selection, and I think that is a very good question, and it's something that we have to be able to answer. I'm a very proud member of the Liberal Party, and in government, we did probably more in the last term of government for women than any other government, but we failed to cut through. And certainly the feedback that I've had is that many women don't look at the Liberal Party as being something they want to join, or they don't necessarily believe that we do, despite everything that we've done, that we are supporting women and we're doing a lot of things for their workforce participation, for their safety, their security and their health. So we've got a challenge ahead of us.
All right, we've got to leave it there. We won't re-prosecute some of those arguments. They were well canvassed during the election campaign, and obviously the Australian people have decided. Former Defence Minister, WA Senator Linda Reynolds, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Hamish.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.